This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRight.com studios, hour number 3 of a 3-hour show. And shortly after the show, our podcast goes up. So if you've missed any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And then be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast as well. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk NBA. But right now, we're going to stick with the Rob, the story of the week, and that is Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Lady Hawkeyes, I guess, beating Angel Reese and the LSU Lady Tigers last night in the most watched women's college basketball game in history. And Rob, one thing, and I feel like this is because the depth in the college game, women's college game, is not equivalent to the depth in the men's college game. So you don't see quite as many upsets in the early rounds of the tournament. But, Rob, the NCAA could not have asked for a better situation than the way the tournament has played out. Because, Rob, every storyline that was riveting entering the tournament has come to pass. LSU and Iowa, wow, they could meet in the Elite Eight. They do. Obviously, Caitlin Clark still alive in the Final Four. Obviously, South Carolina, the best team in the country, still alive in the Final Four. And now you've got Paige Beckers, who, when they were freshmen, Rob, Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers was viewed as the better player. It was an argument, debate, but Paige Beckers was viewed as the better player. Then she got hurt. And obviously the rest is history, but she's still a great player. and plays similar a lot. They play very similar. They're about the same height as well. And they're meeting in the Final Four the next game. And the thing for Clark, Rob, is this. She has to go through. So last night she beats the defending champion LSU Tigers and Angel Reese. Her next game is against Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies. And number one, obviously, UConn is the most storied program in women's college basketball history.
Well, they've just made the with their coach, Chris, 23 times to the Final Four.
That's ridiculous. That's basically every year.
What years didn't they make it? 23 years. I mean, but this he's probably group been has, coaching 30 years, right? 30-something years.
Yeah, something like that. This group has not won a championship, or at least Paige Beckers hasn't yet. And Rob, she is probably viewed as, I'd say, the second best player in the country.
Chris, so, 23 out of 29, just to put it right.
That's crazy.
23 out of 29.
So Clark has to go through LSU. Now, next up, she has to face the second greatest player in the country, who probably thinks she's the best player in the country, and they're going to have to go at it. And then if she gets past Paige Beckers, Rob, she likely will face South Carolina. Now, they beat South Carolina last year, but South Carolina, which is the top team in the country, and has been for the last couple of years, even though they didn't win the championship last year. And so, Rob, that is a gauntlet for the ages. So if she does win this championship, my goodness, what an impressive feat it will be.
No, I mean, that's what you want. You want it to be through the best. Ooh. Beat everybody in your way, and then you could stand and the dust clears, Chris, and you put a capper on what's been a tremendous college career, right? Finishing up with a championship, doing the last thing you hadn't been able to do. I mean, it's storybook ending.
Be the first one in right? Iowa history. And they've had a great program, Rob, really good. They haven't obviously been UConn or Tennessee.
No,
Vivian
like
Stringer
that.
Was there.
Was she there?
Yeah.
I know that.
They were great, but never won it. But they were a great program, and now under the current coach, who's been there for decades, but they've been great.
Chris,
too.
Do you remember us talking about people were a little mad that Iowa and LSU were going to meet prior to? You remember they wanted them to be separate?
Yep.
And remember I was saying, no, you can't have that. What if one of them lose and we never got this matchup? You know what I mean? Like it actually worked out. Look at the ratings. The national championship ratings.
Absolutely. Good point.
You know what I mean? Like you that was like, you got to make sure at some point those two teams play, not early, not too early, but not too late, where one could have lost, and we never got that. So that was smart, I think, on their part, not to separate them.
And you're right. I mean, I'm sure they're thinking the same thing when they look at what the ratings were last night. Rob, let me throw this, because you and I talked about this yesterday. I was of the belief, and it, you know, still am, that Caitlin Clark did not need to win last night's game to prove her greatness. She's obviously, in my view, just clearly a great player, whether she had won last night or not. But to be considered the GOAT, like we talked about last night, you do need a ring.
I said
fair
it.
Or not.
I said you got to win. You got to, Chris. It's hard. I don't care how good you are and how many records you have and all the other stuff that goes with it. It's hard for people to put you in that conversation when you've never won. And I'm talking about the ultimate. I think
she would be in the conversation if she doesn't win it, but she would – that would be a death blow to her campaign for the GOAT, right? I mean, it just would be something. Because here's the list, Rob. These are some of the women's players that are considered the best ever. Breonna Stewart, Rob, 4 NCAA titles.
Wow.
Cheryl Miller, 2. Shamika Holsclaw, 3. Diana Taurasi, 3. Candace Parker, 2. Brittany Griner, 1. Caitlin Clark, none. And all those players except Candace Parker, well, Clayton Clark's going to win her second Naismith this year. So she'll match some of these with two. But Breanna Stewart and Cheryl Miller have three Naismith awards. So I'm going to say this.
What she has going for her, though, Chris, is obviously the all-time leading scorer. I mean, that coupled with a championship, and then what will happen, too, which never factor in, Chris, never, is this idea of the TV ratings, like how she moved the needle. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they would count in people's heads about when Cheryl Miller played, and I'm not saying that they didn't do anything. Cause
they actually did an 11 million.
And that was what, in 1988?
1983. 1983. Now, it was different. Cable was not as big then.
No.
Very few people had cable at that point. And so, you know, kind of like we talked about Magic and Bird. But again, Magic and Bird a few years earlier had done, what, 40-something million? And
was it 33?
I thought it's 30 or 40. I thought it was in the 40s. Rob G, see if you can find that out.
I thought it was 33.
By comparison, Cheryl Miller did her championship game with USC, 11 million, which is great by today's standards. But back then, it wasn't the equivalent of the 12 million.
That game, Bird and Magic in college, back in 1979, did 40 million.
Yeah, 40.
Chris, you were right. 40.
So,
wow.
But Rob, when I think of the women's goal, and I don't claim to be an expert on all these women's players, but the first thought that comes to my mind when I think of the GOAT in women's basketball is Cheryl Miller. And not that I was seeing her all the time. I saw some of it, obviously. But, you know, she's just a legend. She was that first women's player to kind of, as I said, with the ratings, capture the imagination of the public.
It's funny because I don't know if I had that would have been the first thing off the top of my head. You know, I know Cheryl Miller.
Think, what's the name?
No, I don't think I have a name. And that's what, like I remember the Cheryl Swoops and what she was doing, Chris. I remember that. But I don't know if historically, I knew Cheryl Miller, and I knew she was a great player. Who was the other woman? Ann Myers, that's what I was saying. And she was married to Don Drysdale, the old Dodger pitcher.
Ann Myers,
that's what I was thinking.
And as you
of.
Mentioned, Nancy Lieberman was a great player as well.
Yep, Nancy Lieberman.
Yeah. But Rob, I will say this, and I've seen most of these women that we named, I saw them play. And that you know, how many rings they had or championships they had. Caitlin Clark is the best women's college player I've ever seen. She's the best. She shoots it with incredible range. She does play, her style of play is a lot like Steph Curry's, in my view. And yet, at 6 feet tall, Rob, she would be in the NBA like a 6'6". Or 6'6" version of Steph Curry. Can you imagine that? So she fills up the box score not only with the points and the assists, but she gets some pretty good rebounding numbers as well. But again, I think she probably has to win. Not probably. She'll be in the conversation no matter what. But to really be considered the GOAT, I think she's got to win it, Rob. And maybe going through that gauntlet, if she does, will, outweigh the fact that she has fewer rings than most of these other players that we named. And we got to be fair, Rob, and say this also kind of adds to her legend if she's to win it. I want to ask you this, Rob. These are the number of top 50 recruits on each of these teams, these women's teams. Meaning, when they were seniors in high school, they were top 50 players in the country. How many do you think South Carolina has?
How many? Top 50.
How many players on their team were top 50 players in their senior class in high school?
South Carolina?
Blue chip recruits.
Whoa.
Yeah. The number one team
in the
country.
I would just be throwing a number.
Seven.
I was going to say 10.
Seven.
Okay, seven. Okay.
UConn, how many you think?
10.
This is this year's team. Seven.
Okay.
LSU.
7.
5.
Okay.
Iowa.
0.
Other 2. Than, right? 2 including Caitlin Clark.
Okay, so only
so
one other.
So my point is, right. Yeah, she's got – you look at the talent level on her team versus these other teams, and it's clearly not the same. And so if she's able to win this title, Rob, that will be an argument for her as far as the GOAT.
And let me give you this. So could we say – I know it's apples and oranges, the NBA and college, women's college basketball, but could this be a similar run like Dirk Nowitzki had, Chris, 2011? You remember that year when he won the championship? He went through Kobe and Powell and the Lakers. Then he went through the Thunder with KD, Russ, and Harden. And then he beat LeBron, Wade, and Bosh to win a championship. Like, that was a hellish run.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare it because, honestly, LeBron melted down so much. And that's why Dallas won. I don't take anything away, but it is. I mean, that in my view, if LeBron is LeBron – They beat that Dallas team.
They should have beat that Dallas.
That's just all. Yeah, sure. I mean that's and Dirk, as great as he is, and
but one thing about that run, Chris, you got to give him. Dirk made big shots in
this. Dirk was great.
He was tremendous.
Or you know, is an all time great player. People think I'm down on Dirk. I think Dirk was great. But
you just say don't bring Chris Broussard to Dallas when you come. That's what they
I think. Barkley was. I just spoke at a church in Dallas in January.
That's did you really?
Yeah. Did they say that to you?
He had heavy security though. You know that, Rob.
Chris was like, wait a minute.
I had bodyguards
when Chris,
all over
when
the
Chris
place,
leaves the compound, he got people with him. You know that.
No. Chris will have to make a call and get Stephen A's bodyguard. You know when he's gonna go to Dallas.
Does Stephen A roll with a bodyguard?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't remember at Rob's party?
I don't.
I was leaving when he was walking
yes.
in, and when I tell you he legitimately had a full-blown bodyguard like he was LeBron James.
But he's been, let me tell you something.
You think he needs one, Rob? Does he? I mean, he may.
I'm sure, I'm sure Steve does it for a reason, but the reason I'm going to say is that's the same bodyguard, Chris, from going back to Stephen A's first TV show on ESPN.
Quite frankly.
That's how long they've been, you know what I mean, rolling together. I've known forever. That was back in early 2000s, like over 20 years ago. So,
yeah,
but anyway.
I remember that. Yeah, yep. That was a good – I used to be a regular on that show.
Were you on the back page too? Remember you had the
– back page, but that was
– yeah. He used to have a segment every
segment
Friday.
Yeah. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Does Caitlin Clark need to win this championship to be considered the GOAT?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you out. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Does Caitlin Clark need to win this championship to be considered the GOAT of women's college basketball? And even if she wins it, would you consider her the GOAT? Your thoughts?
Raphael in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
Brothers, what's up, brothers? I'm good. Hey, right now, man, on my GOAT list for Division I lady hoopers, five, I got Katie Kate right now. I got her at five. Four, I go with Diana Taurasi. Yeah, is Katie Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Yeah,
she's got a nickname. You know, okay.
Just a little nickname, bro. But Caitlin Clark.
Your nickname, or is that what she's known as? I don't know.
I ain't heard yet. I don't know.
So you just made that up.
But that's just me right there. Because I like her a lot. I mean, she's the bomb. But but no, I got her on my GOAT number five. Number four, I go with Diana Taurasi. Number three, Maya Moore. Number two, Shamik Holzkopf. Number one, Cheryl Swoops, that I've seen college hoops. Now,
wow, and no Cheryl Miller. I mean, you may not have seen her.
I've seen her. Oh, yeah, I've seen Cheryl. But I just think the skill set right now are just the girls I've seen play. Okay. Here's the thing. With the Lady Hawkeyes and Caitlin, if they get past Geno Squad and Paige Bukes, they get past them, and I'm hoping the Gamecocks win. Because then if the Lady Hawkeyes get past Geno Squad and Coach Staley's undefeated squad, then Caitlin moves to my GOAT.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, it's that simple. If she goes,
just because it's such a tough gauntlet. And a lot of those women, and we got to be fair, and that includes Cheryl Miller, they won with stacked teams. You know, they were at UConn or Tennessee.
Right.
Miller was at USC. Cynthia Cooper. Remember the McGee sisters, Paul and Pam McGee, JaVale McGee's? One of his mother.
You could almost eliminate, and I know it's not fair, but you could almost eliminate all those players from UConn. We just said it. They made it to the Final Four, Chris, 23 out of 29 years. So is it really, do you know what I mean? Like, that's just a part of a machine. Like, whether you were there or not, they were going. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Nah, it's fair. I mean, and now USC was kind of like that. It was brief, but, right, they had a stacked squad when Cheryl Miller won championships. And same thing for Tennessee, right? So, that would be most of those players we named, though.
Big time. Let's go to Reverend Green in Iowa. Reverend Green, amen. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
All right, bless you, man. Huge listener of The Odd Couple and theme songs and Golden Girls. And my question is for Chris, because I've been waiting to talk to him since he's been on the air for years. But, Chris, did you go to Dowling High School in Des Moines, Iowa?
Yes, I did. That's where Clayton Clark
was.
I was there.
Gym class. I was in your gym class. My real last name's Lakers, like the basketball team.
What's your name?
Lakers, like the basketball team.
No, your full name.
Raymond.
We were in the same class together. I would have been the class 86.
Yeah, below me, man. Dude.
Chris, you're in Iowa. There was only one black kid in the class at the school. Everybody was in your class.
It wasn't many at Dowling when I was there. Wow, man. You know, I was there. I went to the 30th reunion, even though I didn't graduate from there. They invited me to the 30th reunion, and I went, man, and I tried to find my old house. I couldn't find it. Des Moines has changed so much. It's like grown so much.
I wish it would have came down to it. I lived in Arizona for 10 years after high school. I graduated from Lincoln.
Lincoln. Yeah, I remember Lincoln.
Okay. Can we?
Rob, please. All that mess you be talking about on this show.
major props to the Ponytail Pistol for representing Dowling High School. How about it, Chris?
Yeah, man. She's doing it. Well, look, man. Thanks for the call.
I've been trying to get you on the local sports radio on Murph and Andy and stuff. I've been telling you, them guys I went to high school with, you man.
Talk to Rob G after.
That's right. Hang on. Rob G.
Hang on.
Rob G.
Get his number. Get his info for me. All right.
Chris, that's unbelievable. Antonio Daniels. Y'all went to high school together. That's crazy.
Yeah, he said he was a year ahead of me.
In gym class.
Yeah. I don't remember him, but he said he left and graduated from Lincoln, which was another high school in the area. All right. Antonio Daniels around the corner. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion, Sirius XM NBA radio host, New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Antonio Daniels. Antonio, what's up, brother?
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. How you boys doing, man? We're doing great.
How are you?
I am awesome. I'm enjoying the heck out of this women's NCAA tournament. I can tell you that.
Man, did you hear the ratings for last night's Iowa game were better than the NBA Finals and the World Series last year? I think Caitlin Clark let me ask you this. Why do you think she has captured the imagination of the public the way she has? Because obviously there's been great players before her in the women's game, but she obviously just has captured everybody's imagination, captivated the public.
I think a big thing now, and the biggest difference, is name, image, likeness. Mm. That's the big thing. So if you think about some of the greats that came before her, like you can think of some of the greatest women's college players. Like you can think of Diana Taurasi and Breanna Stewart and Sue Bird, all those UConn teams, right? They couldn't go and do national commercials. They couldn't do those things. So now it's not the fact that Caitlin Clark is as good as she is. It's the fact now that you see her on State Farm commercials and you see her all over the place. So name, image, likeness, the NIL deals, to me, have changed a lot. And that's one of the reasons that the game has grown, in my opinion. I love it. I thought last year, the women's NCAA tournament, I remember talking about this on my SiriusXM show a year ago. The women's NCAA tournament a year ago was more intriguing and more entertaining than the men's was.
Absolutely.
This year.
It's way better.
Wait a minute. Antonio, let me stop you. How many WNBA games have you taken your family to that you actually purchased tickets?
Well, that's not a legitimate question.
I'm
talking about college.
I'm just trying to get the gauge because I get it. Everybody loves.
Because he's talking about college, Rob.
I'm trying to say, like, all right, my next question is, will this transfer over to the next level, to the WNBA, and make that a more Will she be able to have an effect on that league to make it, I don't want to say legit because it's been around
more
for
popular.
30 years, more popular?
Probably, yes. But here's the thing. Like, the biggest difference between the WNBA and the NBA is you get more time with women's college basketball players because they have to stay for 3 years. Like, all the star college players are gone after 1 year. You know what I mean? Everybody's one and done now. So you don't really get an opportunity to know these guys. Who is the best freshman in the country in men's college basketball?
The kid, I barely know him. The kid from Kentucky, right? Dillingham, is that his name?
Which one?
Dillingham.
Okay.
Rob, right? I know what you're saying, but that's the thing. Well, let me ask you that. On that note, do you think, being that a lot of the top players in the draft are from overseas now, do you think we might see more players staying a couple of years or maybe 3 years in college to develop or not? You think it's just going to stay the way it is for American players?
I think it's tougher for the men to stay in college because of the money that NBA players are making.
Right.
Now, obviously, the NIL deal was a little bit different. You know, you can make a lot of money in college. But the thing is, everybody who is making NIL money doesn't mean that you're automatically going to the NBA. So sometimes the two don't connect. And I feel like if guys are staying in college, it's not to develop. It's not to develop. They're staying for financial purposes.
They're not as good. But the onus is on the front office and the people keep drafting these kids who aren't ready more so than the kid. I'll never blame a kid if they want to take me and I'm
me
not
neither.
The finished product. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Me neither. Yeah, we had this discussion today. I feel like the one and done is a wasted rule. It's a rule that's, yes, because you should be able, why is it that a guy, if he wants to come straight from high school and go to the NBA, why is it the fact that he can't leverage his worth?
So 100%.
I feel like you should be able to come straight from high school, but if you go to college, you should have to go to college for 2 years. You should have to. It shouldn't be a one and done.
I just don't like the idea that you would tell somebody they have to, and I'm going to say why. Because you can do everything else, you know, they can say you can go to military,
agree.
All this
I
other
agree.
Stuff.
You can go and, work and, at McDonald's for the rest of your life.
Right, or you could be a child,
or
Antonio, you could be a child actor at six. And if you had a concert pianist who was a prodigy and she was 9 years old, nobody would tell her not to play at Carnegie Hall. Nobody.
I cannot agree with you more, Rob. But the reason that I say you should be able to come straight out of high school or go for 2 years, because if a kid goes for 1 year, they stop going to school after their first semester. So they don't get one full academic year under their belt. The only reason I say that you should have to go for 2 years, so you at least get one full academic year under your belt.
That's not
going to
do anything. I mean, what's 1 year versus one semester? It's not that much, or a year and a semester. You know what I mean? Three semesters versus one semester.
The reason that the one and done is there is because they're saying that kids can go to school for 1 year. And if that's the case, kids aren't going to school for 1 year.
I agree with that.
Let me ask you this, Antonio, moving to the NBA. Why? I'm looking at the Lakers, and we all saw LeBron have the 40 points against Brooklyn. And his numbers, I know he's not as good as he used to be, but his numbers are the same, essentially. Anthony Davis is playing some of the best ball of his career. And I actually think they have good role players. Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and the like. Why do you think, or you may just have a strong opinion on it, why aren't they better? I know they're not terrible, but they're the ninth seed. Why aren't they better?
That's a question I've been asking all year. That's something that's been problematic for me all year because Anthony Davis has been available. LeBron James has been available.
Yep.
Anthony Davis has been really good. LeBron James has been really good, and the Lakers are in the ninth spot.
Yep.
But it's funny because everybody continues to talk about the fact that they're still championship contenders. So what has to change? So we can look at things and say, well, Jared Vanderbilt hasn't been healthy, or Gabe Vincent hasn't been healthy, or whatever it may be. I don't know. I can ask the same question about the Phoenix Suns. Why aren't the Phoenix Suns better? Think about right. it. Like they
well,
have
do you think three the three? Do you think the three-point shot has lessened LeBron's ability? And I don't mean he's obviously shooting it well too, but just the fact that it's so big in the league now, has that lessened his ability to control the game and dominate it the way he used to?
But he's been playing in a pace and space NBA for a while now.
Right.
So that's not like it's something that's transpired over the last 2 years or so. Like, the NBA's been pacing space for a minute. Like, and my thing is, it's weird to watch the Lakers play because I don't know, and I'm not saying this to discredit LeBron, but can Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie and some of these other role players be the best version of themselves while playing with LeBron? It's a question.
That's always been a challenge for LeBron.
No doubt about that.
I almost feel, Antonio, like he's so good and versatile. He's not just like he's good. Like Tim Duncan, you know, was great and you knew what he was going to do, right?
But LeBron Tim Duncan didn't have the ball in his hands all the time either, though.
Right. And I think that was a problem earlier in LeBron's career that he dominated the ball too much. But I think now he doesn't dominate it quite as much. I almost feel like these guys defer to him too much.
Well,
that's my point. They're almost intimidated by how great he is, and they end up deferring too much, and it can take away from the team.
The thing about LeBron, there's always been a particular type of player that LeBron has always played with and had success. Every championship team that he's really been on, it's catch and finish guys, guys who catch and finish at the rim, lob threats, or catch and shoot guys. Think about all the knockdown shooters that LeBron has played with. Think about all the guys in Cleveland, the J.R. Smiths, the Kyle Korvers. Think of all James Jones. Think of all the guys in Miami, the Ray Allens, the Mike Miller, the Shane Battiers, all these guys. Like, these are all catch-and-shoot guys. Chris Bosh became a catch-and-shoot guy. Kevin Love became a catch-and-shoot guy. Then you have a Kyrie Irving, and you have a Dwayne Wade. Right? Everybody else, think of all the other guys that tried. Dwayne Wade didn't work at another point. He didn't work at another point. Derrick Rose didn't work at another point. So other guys that needed to handle the basketball, Isaiah Thomas, didn't work. That needed to handle the basketball, it's never worked. He has played with guys, and really his teams have performed well when they've been structured a certain way around him. And the Lakers don't have that. D'Angelo Russell's not simply a catch-and-shoot guy. Austin Reeves is not simply a catch-and-shoot guy. You know, Rui Hachimura is not simply, or that's not what they do best. So now it's how do you balance that out becomes the problem for me.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Last thing in like 30 seconds for your answer. You mentioned earlier why people still consider the Lakers contenders. One thing I look at is I think Denver would beat them back, you know, like they did last year. But their experience versus the New Orleans, the Oklahoma, right? Do you think it's going to be that big of a factor? Or I'm starting to think like a Minnesota may over, you know, it might not be as big of a deal for them. And they are a little older too.
And for me, it's not just the experience. I think the teams that give the Lakers trouble, which they had an opportunity to avoid last year in their playoff run, are teams that are big and physical on the front line. Look at what the Lakers did last year, and the first team that they met that was big and physical in the front line swept them.
Right.
They played first round, they played Memphis, second round, they played Golden State. They avoided Sacramento because Golden State beat Sacramento in seven. So they got an opportunity. You know that the postseason is all about matchups.
Yep. Right.
If they play a team that's physical in the front line, they're going to have trouble with them.
That's our man Antonio Daniels. Great knowledge, brother. Thank you.
All right, appreciate you guys. Have a blessed day.
You too. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, wrapping up a three-hour tour with you. And just like in basketball, where a successful game plan begins with the right players, it's the same thing with Tractor Supply. Plus, they bring hustle and heart, and that's why they are set apart from all the others. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, you got beef with the Chicago Bears.
I got beef with who? The Bears? Yes.
The Chicago Bears.
Chris, just like stop overthinking it. Stop trying to reinvent the wheel. What is the issue?
Well, they're going with Caleb.
They're
not overthinking that.
I'm just talking about, we're going to have all this and nine different committees. And
I don't think Rob G explained what Rob's talking about.
Yeah, so they got the number one pick. We all know that they're going to take Caleb Williams. But they also got the number nine pick. And because the number one pick's kind of a foregone conclusion, GM Ryan Poles says they're almost more excited about number nine because that's really when they're going to dive into these prospects. Well, he said on the team's website earlier this week that they're, quote, going to do some cool things when we get back, break into teams. One team is going to talk about why we should take the tackle position, one about the receivers, one about the defensive ends, and use the factual information to debate in terms of who we should pick.
TMI.
He's talking about front office.
People. Front office.
You might be right with the TMI, Rob.
It's just too much information.
I got no problem with that strategy. What's wrong with that strategy?
It's just that it's just too much putting out there, and then if it's a bad pick, Chris, then you'll be open up to say, well, what was that? Who picked him?
Well, they're going to rip him no matter what.
No, but I'm just saying, pick. But this sounds a little bit like, why would you, well, hey, we're going to get together, we're going to do what we always do and pick the best player available in that spot and leave it at that. You don't need to sell yourself and let everybody know how innovative you are.
A lot of drafts, now, they've got cameras in the war rooms in a lot of these drafts now. So they can see the people in there and all that stuff. Rob G, you said it with disdain. So you think
it's a,
I don't think it's a bad
idea.
Why?
Because
it doesn't mean you gotta go with you get your team together. You say, look, you tell us why we should take a tackle and who it should be.
No, because
you tell us why we should take a linebacker and who it should be. What's wrong with that?
Sure. So there's no issue with these guys debating in the offseason what pick they should make, who they should get, and so on and so forth. Here's the problem to Rob's point. Let's say they settle on a receiver, right? We're going to take Odunze at number nine from Washington. And it turns out that their offensive line is terrible, and the tackle from Notre Dame was sitting right there and didn't take him. And well, now you have this out in the reporting.
It's
now,
no out.
Where you're going to hear somebody say, see,
yep.
The assistant GM really wanted a left tackle.
It's no out.
But we said no, and so we got overruled by this group because their PowerPoint was better.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody worth their salt will not allow that to be an out. At the end of the day, the GM's going to be their final football operations guy is going to be responsible.
Well, but then that's why he should stand up, Chris, and allow people to have input. But it comes down to the GM.
But because I think that's what he's going to do. But I don't think he's going to say, all right, everybody, all 10 of us, let's vote. Who had the best PowerPoint? Who made the best? He's going to, at the end of the day, he's going to make the decision. But he's got these groups that of quote-unquote experts that are going to break down why we should take each position or this player. I don't have a problem with it. Now, Rob, I think you make a good point of maybe it's TMI. You don't necessarily need to bring us into the inner workings
of your front office.
At the end of the day, he's going to get ripped no matter what if they make the wrong pick. And, Rob, I just don't – I hear you. Somebody – they might leak, hey, the defensive back group was telling us take this guy. But any – if I'm a reporter or somebody, I'm going to say – or even the owner – I'm going to be like, so you shouldn't have listened.
You're the GM.
You're the GM. You got the final say, so you get the credit or you get the blame.
Case. He made such a good case. You should have seen it. He had pictures and graphs and everything.
Exactly. There was a PowerPoint
was on. Overthinking it.
Unbelievable.
Shoot. That's a good way to run your operation, man. I ain't got no issue
with
that.
That's how we plan for the Odd Couple every day. Raji.
We out!
Peace.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.